Good morning. My name is Paul Young, if you'd like to just call me Small Paul. Jesus said, be sure to enter in at the narrow gate. Now watch. I'm drawing two paths here. On this side, you see a wide road, and many people go on this wide road, Jesus said. Then on the other side, you see just a little narrow path. Only a few people go that way. This wide road also has a wide gate. Many people go through that wide gate, Jesus said. Then the little narrow path also has just a little narrow gate. Only a few people ever make it through the gate. Now, where do these two paths lead? Jesus said the narrow path leads to life. Jesus often preached and spoke about heaven and eternal life. The Bible tells about that beautiful heavenly city with beautiful walls and foundations of precious stones. Then the city, the heavenly city itself, is a city of gold. Man, gold costs a lot. In heaven, even the streets are paved with pure gold. I cannot show you how beautiful the heavenly city is. I cannot show you how big it is. It's more than 2,000 kilometers long. It's more than 2,000 kilometers wide. The heavenly city is more than 2,000 kilometers high. I'm just drawing a little edge, a little corner of the heavenly city. Then up in heaven, there's the tree of life. The tree of life has fruit all 12 months of the year. In heaven, there'll be no more death, no more pain, no more sorrow. I am looking forward to going to heaven. I'm especially looking forward to going to heaven now. I'll tell you why. My wife and I have a little girl. We're waiting to see again up in heaven. Our little daughter got sick one night. We took her to hospital. I laid her down. I saw she was not breathing. I called her name, Cherish. She breathed maybe twice. I told the doctors to hurry and come help our little girl breathe again. Seven doctors and nurses worked hard with their instruments trying to get her to breathe, to live. They sent me and my wife and our oldest daughter out to another room. We could not even be with our own little girl while she was dying. We sure cried that night. Yes, but do you think she's crying up in heaven? I said, do you think she's crying up in heaven? No, man, you have more pleasure, more fun in heaven than you ever had here. Fullness of joy. Pleasure forever. Little Cherish is a happy little girl. Some people said she's the happiest child they ever saw. Hey, in heaven you're happier still. She used to like to climb up on things. I wonder if she's climbing up in the tree of life right now, picking all the fruit she wants. No danger of falling out of the tree and getting hurt. Not in heaven. She liked animals too. And kids, while you're busy at school tomorrow and you, rest of you off at work somewhere, I wonder if my little girl will be out horseback riding. The Bible talks about white horses in heaven, Revelation chapter 19 and 20. Heaven is not a dark, dirty city. It is a bright city. I cannot show you how bright. Jesus said, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Did you hear? If you go to heaven, you will shine like the sun. Man, the sun is so bright, you don't want to look right at it. Hey, if you go to heaven, you'll shine like the sun yourself. And here's another nice thing about heaven. When you get to heaven, you will feel at home. Now, we've all been to some pretty fancy places here on earth. Some of those places are so fancy, they won't even let you touch anything. Then you go back home. Oh, it may not be so big, may not be so fancy, but at home you can relax. You're at home. Hey, when you go to heaven, everyone there will like you, welcome you. You will feel at home. You know, the last thing our little girl said, I did not know this would be the last thing I would hear her say in this life. We had just driven to hospital. She had already been at the medical center, took Ahmed across the doctor's office for a few hours, and she was a good little girl. She obeyed the doctor. She did not cry. But now she had to go to the hospital, and she was tired, and she said, I want to go home. Hey, when you go to heaven, you do go home. A better home. Not just better, the Bible says far better. And when I get to heaven, I hope she meets me at the gate. I used to go home. She'd come running out to the gate. I would stoop down, pick her up, hold her up high. She was not afraid of heights. I would set her down. Sometimes she'd run away and say, you can't catch me. And she'd go hide. Well, she was only two. I could see where she was hiding. But I played like I didn't know where she was, so I'd look in the wrong places. She was so happy I couldn't find her. She started laughing at me. I'd pick her up, swing her around, want to hold her again, play with her again. I'm looking forward to going to heaven. And when I get to heaven, I hope she takes me on a tour all through heaven. We used to take a lot of walks up the mountain, through the park, along the beach, maybe through a mall, and I'd point this out to her, and I explained what this is. When I get to heaven, I want her to show me all the beautiful sights and the fun things she's been doing and the nice people that have played with her when we can't play with her now. I'm looking forward to going to heaven. But Jesus said there are just a few on that narrow path. He said there are many on the broad way. The truth is, we have all gone our own disobedient way. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. We've sinned. Am I right? Well, we have lied. Am I right about that? Now, don't sit there and lie to me now. I said, we have lied. Am I right? We have. We have stolen. Did you ever get some food Mom did not say you could have? My ears aren't quite big enough. I couldn't hear your answer. Did you ever steal something, even if it's little? We have. Men, boys, we have sinned when we have hurt others, especially when they were littler than us. Am I right? God said, love your neighbor as yourself. If you love your neighbor like you love yourself, you're going to hurt him? That's not really a very hard question. The answer is no. Ladies, girls, we have sinned when we have hurt others by the things we said about them. Am I right? God said, love your neighbor as yourself. Sometimes we could have shared, and many times we would have, if we loved our neighbors as ourselves. Sometimes we did not even think about it. Or we thought about what we wanted, didn't really think about what they wanted. We have broken the great commandment. You see, when we fail to love our neighbor as ourselves, That's not just a little minor infraction. We've broken the great commandment. All the law is summed up in one statement. Love your neighbor as yourself. Besides that, we have disobeyed parents, teachers, sometimes broken the laws. Especially when parents, teachers, policemen are not watching. Am I right? We've sinned. Look, I have not even named some of the sins we have done in secret. I'll give you two examples. Jesus said, you have heard, do not kill. Did you ever shoot someone? Good for you. Did you ever stab someone? Hey, good for you. Yeah, but Jesus said, whoever is angry with his brother is in danger of the judgment. Oh my. I'm not going to quiz all of you on how many of you ever got angry with someone. And whoever says, you fool, is in danger of hell fire. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5. And the word of God says, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life. No, we haven't stabbed someone or killed someone. We've gotten angry, sometimes hated others, called them bad names. When I was a little boy, I used to be a little boy, I stole something. Actually, I stole a lot of things, but this time mommy caught me. Did you take that? I lied to her. She knew I was lying. She loved me, so she gave me a hiding. That's kind of mild compared to what Dad would do. He didn't just use his hands. He had a board about that long. The Bible says, you shall beat him with a rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. He that spares his rod hates his son. But he that loves him whips him early. Man, my dad loved me a lot. Now, I'm not making fun of Dad. I'm not making fun of Mom. I'm glad she loved me enough. She did something else. By the way, that rod, somebody wrote on it. About that long, about that wide, about that thick. Somebody wrote on it. Board of Education. I'm telling you, he educated me with it. I guess you could also call it a memory stick. Help me remember some things. Mom did something else. She did give me a little hiding, but she did something else as well. I had lied. She made me copy some Bible verses about the punishment of liars. I can still remember one of the verses I had to write. Revelation 21:8. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Man, I'm glad God was patient with me and did not let me die while I was still a liar. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Now, I know this is not popular. But Jesus warned often about hell. And if I'm going to be ashamed of his words, he says he'll be ashamed of me when he comes back in glory. We need to make some big changes. God says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, for he'll have mercy. You see, we used to tell lies. If we go the Lord's way, we will tell the truth. Now that you've heard the answer, we used to tell lies. If we go the Lord's way, we will tell the truth. That stuff we stole. Now, when we can, we give it back. I remember when I was about the age, let's see, a little, about the age of you, there was a little shop near the school. I was in maybe sixth or seventh grade. One of the boys stole a candy bar. He told me about it. The little old white-haired man that had the shop did not even catch him. I tried it. Now, I said I was a Christian. Well, I did at church and at home. My dad was a pastor.
I didn't say much about stuff like that at school now. I tried it. I got that candy bar. The little man didn't even catch me. I walked home eating a free candy bar. I'm not sure how many times I did that, but a few years later, when I wanted to follow Jesus for real, I knew there were some things I needed to pay back, things I'd stolen. I went back to the little shop. It was all closed down. Someone told me the man had died. I went to his wife's house, his widow's house, gave her some money to cover what I'd stolen. You see, the Bible says you restore what was stolen. Somebody said, no, you just confess it to the Lord. You don't have to give back. You restore what's stolen. Watch. Suppose they took up a collection here, and the treasurer forgets and leaves it right here. Everybody's gone. Someone comes in the room. He reaches in, gets a handful of money, puts it in his pocket, says, Lord, please forgive me for stealing this now. Would God listen to that nonsense? No. If your repentance is genuine, you would put it back. When we can, we restore what was stolen. We used to hurt others. Now we will be kind. We used to be too selfish to share. Now we will be happy to share. We used to disobey. Now we will obey, even when parents are not watching, husbands not watching, pastors not watching, police are not watching. Big change. Listen again. God says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, for he will have mercy, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. There's a change. We used to commit a lot of sins in secret. Now, even in the privacy of our thoughts, we want to please God. Oh, we're still tempted. I've been serving the Lord seriously. In fact, preaching for 48 years. I started preaching in 1966. That'd be 48 years. Yeah, I'm still tempted a lot. But honestly, if we've repented, we're weak and we're tempted, but we really do want to please God. That's what repentance is. It's a change of mind. And that's how we can tell if we really are going the Lord's way. There's a change. And hereby we do know that we know him if we... How would you finish that? How do you know if you really know the Lord? Well, here's the answer from the Word of God. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. 1 John 2:3. He who says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar. 1 John 2:4. That's pretty plain talking. Now, God has done a lot of nice things for us to help us make that change. Well, he sent his own son. Jesus came down from heaven. He helped people. He healed people. But evil men caught him. They abused him. They murdered him in a bloody, violent death on a cross. But he was taking our punishment so we would not have to take our own punishment in the lake of fire. But it killed him. He was dead 3 days. But on the third day, he rose again. Proved he's the Son of God. So, by his death, his burial, his resurrection, he has made a way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way. He said, no one comes to the Father but by me. Have you come to Jesus? He's the way. Or are you still just going your own way? Because when we come to Jesus, we start making a big change. We start making a big change. We used to tell lies. Now we tell the truth. That stuff we stole. Now when we can, we give it back. You see, the Bible teaches we repent and do works fit for repentance. The Apostle Paul, he's called the Apostle of Grace. He summarizes his ministry in Acts chapter 20. He says, I've told people, in Acts 26 as well, I've told people to repent and do works fit for repentance. There's a change. Could we have the lights off, please? Often, I thank Jesus, he has saved me from the lake of fire. I was not good enough to go to heaven. I'm not going to stand here and confess my sins to you. That would be pretty embarrassing. It would take a long time. But Jesus has taken my punishment and a horrible, shameful death so I would not have to take my own punishment. And now he has put me on my way to heaven. I'm looking forward to seeing little Cherish and others. Hey, we'll have a fun time in heaven. Is that what you want? I said, is that what you want? Well, if you haven't, ask him. But remember, when you turn to Jesus, you turn from your own way. It's a big change. We used to disobey. Now we will obey. Listen again. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar. We've committed a lot of sins in secret. Now, even in the secrecy of our thoughts, we want to please God. Let me ask you a question. Are those the changes you need to make? I said, are those the changes you need to make? If they are, man, you better hurry. We've gone our own way too long. John the Baptist said it this way, flee from the wrath to come. Turn to Jesus. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, for he will have mercy. If that's the change you need to make, ask Jesus for this free gift. Ask him to wash your sinful heart so you can go up to heaven like he promised. I'm going to say that prayer right now. If you know this is the change you need to make, if you've evaluated yourself and you can tell you're still going your own way, needs to be a big change. You used to tell lies, and you still do when you need to. Or maybe you used to steal. In fact, you've gotten pretty good at it. When you were younger, you disobeyed. Now you're bigger and nobody's going to tell you what to do. You used to commit a lot of sins in secret. Now you do it even more because nobody knows about it. Nobody can stop you. Needs to be a big change. If that's you, ask Jesus to wash your sinful heart so you can go up to heaven like he promised. I'm going to say that prayer right now. If this is the change you need to make, then pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please wash my sinful heart. Make me clean on the inside so that I can go up to heaven like you promised. And then be sure to tell him, thank you. Now let me repeat that prayer. If you did not understand before, if you've the Bible says examine yourselves whether you've been in the faith. Check yourself. If you can say if you can see that there has not been a real change of mind, a real change in behavior, not fruits of repentance, man, you better hurry. Ask Jesus. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please wash my sinful heart. Make me clean on the inside so that I can go up to heaven like you promised. And then be sure to tell him, thank you. Amen. Now let me ask you one other huge question. I'm talking to those of you now who know that you used to go this way. There really has been a change. We're not perfect yet, but there's enough of a change so that the Holy Spirit says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. And when we do fail, we confess our sins to him. I'm talking to you now, those of you
who've been going his way. You're trusting his mercy, not your own works or any of that. Here's my question. You want to bring anybody else? Mom and dad, kids, brothers, sisters, friends, relatives? Then ask Jesus. Give yourself to him to serve him. Ask him to give you the power. If that's you, I'm going to say a prayer. I want you to listen to it. If it makes sense, if it's a reasonable prayer, then make it your prayer. Let me just pray it first and listen to it. Thank you, Lord, that you gave yourself for me. Now I give myself to you, to serve you, to do whatever you say, to live for others, not just myself. Please help me to bring many others into your kingdom. Amen. Now, did that prayer make any sense? Was it a reasonable prayer? If it does make sense, if it is a reasonable prayer, I'm going to say it again, then make it your prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you gave yourself for me. Now I give myself to you to serve you, to do whatever you say, to live for others, not just myself. Please help me to bring many others into your kingdom. Amen. Do we have the lights, please? Now, I'd like to ask you a question. How many of you know someone that you wish had been here this morning to see and hear what you've just seen and heard? You know someone like that, that you wish had been here to see and hear what you've seen? On the table, right back there in the corner, there are some books and some DVDs. Here's a DVD that has not just one chalk talk like I did today. This has 24 different chalk talks. In fact, two of them are in Afrikaans. As you notice, I spoke in American English, but I don't know if you even noticed or appreciated that I did draw my picture in Afrikaans. But this has a couple of them in Afrikaans. Someone help me with that. Here's another one that has 29 chalk talks, almost all different from this one right here. The DVDs look almost the same. One has a 29, one has a 24. They're on the table back there. If you'd like to have some, you may. Instead of selling them, you can take what you'll use while they last. If you'd like to leave a donation, that would certainly help us as we produce them. We'd appreciate it, but it's not required. Here's another one. By the way, you can copy both of these. There may not be enough for everyone, but I'm going to ask you not to get one of both because there won't be enough for everybody to get one. But if you do get one and someone wants to copy it, let them do it. You can copy these. Here's one you can't copy. It has some copyright issues. It has some movies on it. We have permission to produce, but not to... You can't copy it anyway. It has some chalk talks, some movies, true stories of people who were going their own way. One's a guy who had a bad drinking problem. He shot and killed two men. He ran from the police. Somebody told him the good news, and there was a huge change. True story. Here's one my daughter produced. Several Bible plays she and her friends did, and she filmed it, edited it, put it on the DVD. There's several things on here. Here's a little book called Power from On High, How You Can Have the Power to Bring Others into God's Kingdom, The Fullness of the Holy Spirit. Jesus hasn't made it all that complicated or all that hard to be endued with power. Here's one called A Happy Home. I don't need to explain to you that a lot of homes are not very happy. Screaming, fighting, tension, split apart. It doesn't have to be that way. We don't have a perfect home, but I will say this. If you spent a couple weeks in our house, you'd hear a lot of laughter around our table. And actually, all three of our children, the little one in pink, the one in heaven, she's not, but the other three are all teenagers. We still have a lot of happy, fun times. It has several chapters. The Bible says, if we'll go the Lord's way, he'll make us happy. Psalm 128. So this has God's way about finding a mate. Hello, do I have your attention now?
God's way about sex. God's way about being single. God's way for training children. God's way for wives. God's way for husbands. God's way about divorce. And you'll see what God says. There's not really much opinion in here. You'll see the subject, and you'll see what the Bible says about it. Here's one, how to have a time alone with God. A lot of people take that step, and they don't do very well on this issue right here. Every day we need to go in our room, close the door, pray to the Father in secret, enjoy His Word, and think it over for a while. Whatever you do will prosper, it says, if you do that. Here's one called Answers to Prayer for Our Family. Just a lot of true stories of how God has answered my prayers, given my wife what she's asked for, answered my kids' prayers, my dad's prayers. About 70 true stories. There's some others as well. I'll let you see. Take whatever you like, men, ladies, kids. I want to ask you not to take things. If you want something, get mom or dad to take it. And could I ask you to do one more thing? If you can help us if you'll pray for us. Almost every day. Almost every school day. I'm in prison. Sometimes my children come in, schools, in prisons on the holidays, drawing and telling the good news. If you'll pray for us, it'll help us. By the way, if some of you know some schools or churches or other venues that would appreciate this type of ministry, we'd be happy to go if we can work that out. But if you'll pray for us, I'd appreciate it. Now, if you don't get some of the books or DVDs, you can read them all and watch the DVDs on our website, free. Our website is Drawing Others to Christ. Since my ministry has a lot of drawing, and I've liked to draw ever since I was little, it's Drawing Others to Christ. Can you remember that? Drawing Others to Christ. So just, if you'd like to read the book, any of the books, some of them I didn't even mention, tell more about our ministry, lots of pictures and things. Thanks for your prayers. God bless you.